Hey friends, and welcome back to the podcast. If it is your first time joining us, welcome. I hope you like what you hear and you decide to stay. And if you're coming back again, I don't know, for the how manyth time, that's not even a word, but anyway, if you're coming back again, welcome back. I'm glad you're here, and I just appreciate each and every one of you for the support that I've been getting, and people just taking their time to check out the podcast and to just listen to me and to what it is that I've got to say, or whatever it is that I'm trying to say. Super appreciate everyone. I was actually looking at the stats for like where people are watching. So the thing is, I don't really get to see who is tuning in or whatever, but when I look at the statistics, I'm able to see like the cities where people are tuning in from, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, and then from that, I'm able to like kind of assume who might be listening. But most of the times it's hard because it's literally people from everywhere. Like today I was so surprised because I noticed that there was someone, or is it some people, I don't know, that have tuned in from Russia. And I'm like, what? I mean, okay, that's a surprise. I know I was surprised, but then I was like, whoa, it's really like people from everywhere. There's people from like Canada, the United States, everywhere. And the thing is, I don't even know if it's like one person or it's a bunch of people, but then the fact that there's someone from all the way on the other side of the continent, super appreciate you guys. And before I go any further, I just want to say about the previous episode, which I deleted, like the last episode before this one. I know a lot of people hadn't seen it, but some people had like seen it and listened to it. I deleted it because I just felt like it was too all over the place for me. If you listen to it, you know what I'm talking about. Like, I just felt like it just wasn't sitting well with me. Okay, I was like, if I was someone else and I was tuning into this podcast for the first time and that was the first episode that I came across, I wouldn't wanna, like, I wouldn't be too keen to continue listening to this podcast. So I was like, I'm not about to put out something that I'm not happy about or like proud of. I like being happy about my work and being like, yeah, whether one person tunes in or 100 people listen to it, I'm just satisfied with what I've put out there, and I'm like, it's good enough for me. And that episode, unfortunately for me, I just felt like, yeah, I get it, it was raw and unfiltered, but then it was too all over the place, and I don't really regret deleting it. So yeah, anywho, moving on. So today, what are we talking about? Before we go any further again, now let's get into this topic, right? Imagine this. Imagine you had a partner that like always says they'll do stuff, or even a friend, but let's focus on the romantic partner. So let's say you have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a fiance, a spouse, or whoever your romantic partner is, that always says they'll do things, but they never do them. So, for example, they're like, babe, you know, I actually wanted to get you flowers, but I didn't do it for whatever reason. Insert excuse. Babe, I wanted us to go and do A, B, and C, but we're no longer going to do it. Insert excuse. Babe, and this is not just a once-off thing, right? It's like something that occurs repeatedly, like it's something that they always do continuously. Would you stay with that partner? Like, I know me personally, I would be out of that relationship in no time, because I'm like, as a person, why can't you stick to what you're saying? Because you're saying one thing, but then your actions are saying another thing, right? So if as a person, you're not gonna stay in that type of a relationship, why do you do that to yourself or to God? Like, why do you say, oh, I'm gonna do A, B, and C? Oh, I'm talking to myself, by the way. Say, I'm gonna do A, B, and C, and then you don't do it. Or, I was planning on doing, and then you don't do it. Or, I wish I could, and then you don't do it. Like, at the end of the day, it always comes down to you don't do it. Whether it's the things that you're telling God that you're gonna do them and you don't do them, or you're telling yourself, oh, okay, I wanna do this, and you don't do it, right? So, yeah, that's something that has just been on my mind. And even today in the morning, so today is a Sunday. I wanted to say obviously, but then it might not be that obvious because we don't know when I'm gonna drop this. So today in the morning, last night before going to bed, I was like, I'm not going to church tomorrow. Like, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I need to rest, and I don't wanna wake up early and have to like get ready for church and start preparing for church and stuff like that. So I was like, I'm not going to church tomorrow. I'm just gonna sleep in, right? And then today in the morning, I woke up. Funny enough, I woke up early because I woke up around 7, right? Because somehow I wanted to go for a jog in the morning, but I was like, I'm not gonna go to church. Anyway, so I woke up in the morning and then I was talking to my friend, right? I was texting my friend and then she's like, are you going to church today? And I'm like, I don't really feel like going to church today. I'm still debating whether or not I should go. And then she's like, oh, okay. Like, what's your reason? What's your excuse as to why you're not going to church? So I'm telling her, I'm like, well, I genuinely don't have a solid reason or an excuse. I'm just feeling lazy. Like, I'm just lazy to go to church. That's why I'm saying I'm not going to church. And as I was speaking to her, I'm like, side eye, like, you're saying you're not going to church just because you're lazy. Yeah, sure, I had things that I wanted to do, but then my excuse wasn't holding water, right? So anyway, as I'm talking to my friend, that's when I'm like, you know, funny enough, I made a promise to God that I'm going to start going to church more frequently. But now I'm here saying, oh no, I'm not gonna go because I'm lazy. And then my friend says this, I'm gonna read it. She's like, same way that we want God to come through for us is the same way we should stand on our promises for him, on our promises to him. And I'm like, ma'am, you don't need to say another word. I'm getting out of bed right now. I'm going to make breakfast, shower, and get ready for church. Because what? Like that literally hit. I was like, I'm gonna get up. Because imagine, I'm always asking God for stuff. Sorry, I'm God's child like that. I'm always like, please do A, B, and C for me. Da da da. So I'm always asking God for stuff and hoping and praying and expecting him to come through. But then when it's my turn to do what it is that I have to do, I don't do that. It's kind of giving side eye. It's like, aren't you a little hypocrite? And I'm not talking about maybe if I have, let's say, genuine excuses as to why that can happen. Like, maybe I have to work on that day. No, I'm talking about, nah, it's a Sunday. I just want to be lazy and sleep in and wake up at 12 noon and, you know, just chill for the rest of the day and just be lazy. Like, does that make sense? Like, ma'am, are you okay? So, yeah, anyway, I decided to go to church and it was actually the best decision that I made for myself. Like, today was just a 10 out of 10 day. And I feel like it wouldn't have gone that way if I hadn't gone to church. Because even after church, I remember I was talking to my brother. Like, we were just, he was taking me home. And then we're just having this nice conversation. And I was just like, you know, when you're having a conversation with someone and you just feel like God is there. So I was like, if I didn't go to church, none of this would be happening, you know? Like, none of it would be happening. Anyway. So now I'm trying to get back into being that person that does the things they say they are going to do. Because one thing about me is that I can stand on business when it comes to it, right? I can. I'm like, I'm doing things. I'm a go-getter. So I like to get up and get things done. But not always, because there's a spirit of procrastination sometimes that roams around this place, and it's like, it's not cute. And I've realized that lately I've gotten into that space of like always being this person that procrastinates, always being this person that's like, I'm not really gonna do what I have to do, and just getting away with it, you know, and just slacking on myself, even though I know that I can do the things that I can do, the things that I say I want to do, but then not doing them. For example, this past week, I told myself that, okay, this week, like my work week is chilled. I don't really have that much pressure. So I'm going to go to the gym 5 times this week. Like, I wanted to go from Monday to Friday. I went on Monday. I went on Tuesday. I was like, I'm a little tired on Wednesday. I'm gonna take a break. Took a break on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I still haven't gone to the gym. So I literally went to the gym 2 out of the 5 times that I had promised myself that I would go to the gym. And it's like, I've gotten to that place of, like I said, of just slacking, and it's okay. And I'm just like, girl, it's not okay. Because the thing about it is that it has sort of, not that it has become a habit. And you know how habits like trickle into the things that you do? Like, once you start slacking in things that you think maybe are not that deep or they're not that big, it trickles even into the big things. I've seen it trickle into the big things for me. I'm not gonna talk about that because I'm not about to expose myself and my business, you know? But then I've been procrastinating on some of the things that I know I should do for whatever reason, for whatever excuse. Some of the excuses are solid. Some of them it's like it's rubbish excuses, if I'm being honest. Like, it's, hey, it doesn't make sense, right? But then because now it has sort of like become a habit to say, okay, I'm not really, yeah, oh, I said I want to go to the gym. Nah, I don't really feel like it. I'm just gonna go home and sleep. I'm just gonna go home and just watch some YouTube videos and watch movies and just chill in my bed and stuff like that. Even though I know that going to the gym, I like going to the gym. It makes me feel good and I'm trying to be fit and healthy and keep at it, you know? But then I just find myself not doing what I'm supposed to do, right? And I'm just like, girl, you should do what it is that you're supposed to do. Because the thing with life is that there's certain things that God trusts us to do. And he's like, my girl, I am telling you to do this because I know you can do it, but then you just don't do it because you don't feel like it. Like, you're just like, oh, no, I'm gonna slack. Because when God, like, trusts you or he gives you an instruction to do whatever it is, whether it's big or small, he's not just doing it for vibes or just because he can and he just likes to give instructions, but he knows that when he says, Mpo, do this, he knows that within me, there's the capability to carry out whatever it is that he's telling me to do. So when I don't do the things that I'm supposed to do, it's like I'm disappointing God. It's like, for example, let's say God is sitting in a room, right, with his homies or whatever, and he's like placing his bet on me. Not that God has homies or equals or anything like that, but I'm just making an example, right? And he's placing his bet on me. He's like, okay, I've got my $1 million on Po that she's going to do the thing that I said she should do or the thing that I know that she can do. And then what does Mpo do? Mpo doesn't do what it is that is expected of her because I'm like, oh, I'm lazy. I don't really feel like it. Without any solid excuse, or even with a solid excuse, I'm like, oh, dude, nah, I'm not going to do that. Or I'm going to do it tomorrow or whatever. And it's like, ma'am, who say tomorrow is promised, first of all? Second of all, it's like you're letting God down because he put his money on you. Like God said, I'm going to bet on you, but then you're just not doing what you're supposed to do, right? Because you don't feel like doing it. It doesn't make sense. For example, in the what is it? In the parable of the talents, or is it, yeah, it's the parable of the talents, or the, is it the pieces of silver? Okay, let me not mess the word up. I just know it as the parable of the talent. That rich man who gave his servants different amounts of money or different amounts of talents in some versions, right? And then he went away. So he gave him, I think he gave him like 5 talents, and the other one he gave him like maybe 3 talents, and the other one he gave him like 1. My numbers might not be accurate, but I hope you get what I'm saying, right? I'm not changing the word of God or anything. I hope you get what I'm saying. Anyway, so he gave all his servants like different, was it different pieces of silver? Because when I say talents, to me, I'm not thinking of like talents, gifts, right? Anyway, let's stick to the pieces of silver. So he gives them these different amounts of pieces of silver, right? And then to each one, he gave them according to their capabilities, right? Because he knew that no matter how different all of their capabilities were, they were all capable of something and producing something. So that's why he was like, okay, I'm going to give everyone according to their capabilities. The one who had the 5 talents invested them, and he got 5 more. And then the other one who had 3 also invested them, and he got 3 more. And the one who had the 1 talent, he didn't do anything with his talent. He was like, let me go and keep it safe. Let me bury it. Let me just put it somewhere so that it doesn't get lost, so that nothing happens to it. And then when that man comes back, he's like, okay, what did all of you do with your talents? The other one's like, no, I took the 5, invested them, now I've got 10. The other one's like, I took the 3, invested them, now I've got 6. And the one with the 1 was like, I didn't really do anything, because like, I know how you get, I know how you can get, you know, I know how you can want to square up, and I know I think he said you're a wicked man or something like that, and you reap where you did not sow. But anyway, we're not there. But then he's like, I didn't do anything with what you gave me, because I was just trying to play it safe. And it's like, did I tell you to play it safe? Like, did I tell you that I wanted you to play it safe, or I wanted you to make something out of what I gave you? Because I trusted you with that thing. Because I knew that even though maybe you didn't have the same capability as the one who has the 5 pieces of silver, you still had a capability to do something with the 1 piece of silver that I gave you. Jeez, I'm preaching to myself right now. I'm literally dragging myself by my edges. But anyway, that's the same thing with God and each and every one of us. It's like he gives us all these capabilities, different capabilities. We're all gifted to do different things, and we all have the ability to do different things, to do things differently. But God has placed something in each and every one of us. So when we don't do what we're supposed to do, just because we're trying to play it safe, just because we're like, whatever excuses we have, it's like, bro, don't disappoint God like that. Like, don't do it, Mpo. Do what it is that God is telling you to do, and just be a better person in this society thing, you know? You get what I'm saying? Be a better person, do better, and stuff like that. And sometimes maybe you are hoping and wishing and praying for things, for God to bless you with certain things. But then I think it's like you haven't really given God a reason to trust you with certain things, because he has seen the way you carry yourself or your lack of action when it comes to certain things. So now it's like, if I give you this thing, you're not gonna do anything with it, right? Like, you're not gonna do nothing with it. Because in that parable, the one that had done like a lot with what they had, they even got more of a reward. Like, they had more money. The 1 talent was taken, the 1 piece of silver was taken away from that man and given to the one that had more, because they showed that I can do more with more. So sometimes maybe God is like, bro, I really wanna bless you, but then you're not meeting me halfway by showing me that you can handle the blessings that I give to you. Like, I'm not going to bless you with things and then you just sit on them and then you don't take any action to maybe multiply them or to put them to good use. You know? And it's like, bro, that's why even the Bible says faith without works is what? It is dead. That's in James. Let me check before I mislead anybody. It's in James 2 verse 14, right? Which says, what good is faith if you don't show it by your actions, right? And then James 1 verse 22, it says, be doers of the word and not just hearers deceiving yourselves. So it doesn't help us in any way to hear the word of God and not do things, you know? Like you another thing is you could spend all your time, for example, listening to all the great podcasts, self-help podcasts, reading self-help books, listening to sermons, each and everything, praying day and night. But then if you're not putting actions behind those things that you're reading or the prayers that you're praying, then it's like, bruh, nothing's gonna work if you don't. Like, things don't work unless you do sometimes, not always, but like in a lot of cases, like pray, yeah, sure, but then get up and do the work, get up and apply the pressure, get up and put your foot on our necks, okay? Okay, my darling. I love coming on here and I'm talking to myself, and then maybe somebody's gonna listen and be like, wow, you were speaking to me, T. You know, if not, it's lovely that I get to talk to myself on here. Well, anyway, that sounds very side eye. So yeah, I think now I just want to be that person that does things, you know, because I know very much that I'm capable of things, you know, because I've seen myself put in the action, I've seen myself put in the work. I know that I'm capable. So for me to be procrastinating is crazy. It's like crazy. And when you become a person of like actions and just doing things and getting yourself used to doing things, it's like you earn credibility with yourself. Even when things happen or when life happens, you know that you can get through things or you can survive things, 'cause you know that I'm a person who can make things work. Like I'm a mover and a shaker, you know? I move things, I shake things, I get up and I do the work. So nothing can take me out like that because I have seen myself putting in the work. Whatever, maybe if God elevates me to another level, I know that I'm capable of doing what it is that I have to do in that level because I have seen myself put in the work that I need to put in. Right? The other time I was listening to someone speaking and they were saying that we don't get to claim the things that we wish we had done, but we only get to claim the things that we did. Like, we can have all the vision boards that we want and write all the New Year's resolutions that we want, but unless you're willing to put in the action behind those goals, it's not gonna work. That vision board is only gonna be a wallpaper on your phone or a huge board on the wall in your room. But unless you find ways to put in the action, then it doesn't, like, nothing moves unless you move. You know, you have to move the chess pieces on the chessboard in order for them to move, and then you have a check, and then you have a checkmate. Okay, like, it has to be like that. And the thing is, when we talk about doing things, you're not. Maybe if you haven't, for example, with me, if you like maybe been slacking, you're not going to get back into it once and then it's like, yeah, no, I'm this person that does things. It starts with like the small things and then you just try to seek gradual improvement. One thing that I believe in is this Japanese, it's a Japanese theory, I think, a business theory called Kaizen. Is it Kaizen or Kaizen? Something like that. It's Kaizen, so pronounce it however you want. But then it talks about always seeking like gradual improvement. So that's something that I also try and tell myself. I'm gonna use a classic example in the gym. I'm always like, okay, if I'm in the gym, then I always have to try and improve, even if it's like by 1%. So if today I'm doing maybe like 5 press-ups, right? Tomorrow I'm going to try and do 6. Or the next time I'm like with each set, I'm going to try and like improve, even if it's just adding 1 or 2 more, or just adding a weight or 1 kg or 500 grams, whatever. But then just to have that like gradual improvement, it's easier as compared to maybe if I was saying, okay, today I'm capable of doing 5 push-ups, and then tomorrow I'm going to attempt to do 20. I'm not gonna make it, and then it's gonna upset me because I'm gonna feel like, oh, I'm a failure or whatever. But then it's because I didn't really pace myself. So even when it comes to taking actions, pace yourself, like pace yourself and try and improve gradually, and just take things as they come and like do your best. There's this book that I like. I feel like today I'm just dropping recommendations. But then anyway, this book that I've read, the one self-help book that I've read, and I'm like, yeah, 10 out of 10 recommend, right? It's called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, however you pronounce his name, I don't know. But yeah, anyway, and the fourth agreement talks about how you have to do your best. Like in everything that you do, you have to do your best. And it talks about how your best is different from time to time. So today I'm feeling fit and I'm healthy and I'm well. My best is going to be different as compared to a time maybe when I'm sick and I'm not feeling well or stuff like that. But then with each and every time, I have to do my best that I don't live in that regret or in that space of self-hate, because I'm like, oh, but you were supposed to do an A, B, you were supposed to do A, B, and C, and then you didn't do A, B, and C. You're a terrible person. You're a lazy person. You're a procrastinator. You are, you know, when you start speaking to yourself in all these negative ways. But then when I do my best, I'm like, oh, okay. Today, my best was giving it maybe 10%, but I know that in that 10%, that was my 100% because I did my best. And that's enough. I'm gonna be like, I don't even have any regrets. I did my best. And then I'm gonna be like, okay, today is a good day. Let's go. I'm gonna give it 1,000% because I'm good like that, you know? So, yeah, always do your best with today and just don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry too much about tomorrow. Yes, sure, work enough to try and have a good tomorrow, but then focus on what it is that you have to do today. What are the actions that you have to do today? What is the business that you have to do today, you know? And then tomorrow, hey, tomorrow will sort itself out. Our business is today, you know. Our business is just doing what we have to do today and just doing our best. And also, Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10 talks about how you have to work very well in today. Wait, let me open it, because I don't like to now start saying things that are very offside, right? Anyway, it says, whatever you do, do well, for when you go to the grave, there will be no work or planning or knowledge or wisdom. Which goes back to what I said about how we only get to do the things that we only get to claim the things that we did and not the things that we wish to do. Because if you die today, we won't maybe praise you for the work that you were planning on doing or that you wished on doing. All we have to talk about you is what you did. Okay. I know who's you, but you is definitely me in this scenario as well. So yeah, let's just be great people that try their best to do what it is that we're meant to do. Pray and ask God for strength, because it's not easy being a person that's like, oh, okay, I'm a person of action. It's not easy, it's hard, which is why a lot of the times me, I take the easier route, which is maybe instead of going to the gym, I come home and I take a nap, because I'm like, oh, I'm feeling too drained, I don't have the energy for it, I don't want to do it, you know. I'm like, I know who's gonna do it, but then it's definitely not me. And it's like, sweetie, do the things that you're supposed to do. And also stop complaining about things that are within your capability to change, but you're not changing them. But then each and every time you're like, oh, I wish this could happen. Oh, I'm so tired of this. But then you're not doing what you're supposed to do to change them. There's things that are definitely out of our control. Then there's things that are in our control. And then if you keep on complaining about the things that are in your control, but you're not doing anything about them, sweetie, you are just making noise for everybody else. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If it's things that are out of your control, we can definitely sympathize with you. But if they're in your control, please get up and put in the work. Please get up and do the action. I promise, when I'm done recording this podcast, I'm literally going to sit down and listen to it properly because I'm like, these are the things that you need to hear, ma'am. Like, these are the things that you need to hear. Okay? I think I have said enough for today. I've been speaking for like 30 minutes straight. I think I have said enough, honestly. Like, I have nothing else to say except for let us try our best to do the things that we're meant to do and to be trustworthy people to ourselves, to God, to the people around us, to the world, you know? Let us just do our best and leave God to do the rest, honestly. The rest is up to God. And yeah, thank you for tuning in. Hope to catch you on the next one. I hope you really like this. And if you felt dragged, good. I'm glad because I felt dragged too. And I can't go down alone. So if we're together in this, I'm glad we are. Catch you on the next episode. Bye.